This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 472 for Tuesday, July 11th. I'm Phil Franz Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Tuesday, with gains in the front months and a softer tone in the more deferred positions. The nearby November contract up $2.10 at $783.50 per ton. It had traded above 793 earlier in the day before running into resistance. Advances in Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures provided spillover support, but losses in soy oil weighed on the Canadian market. A strike by British Columbia port workers has not yet disrupted bulk grain handling, but container traffic is being affected and traders are keeping their eyes on the situation. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all mostly higher, although trade did turn choppy at some points, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand report behind some of the activity. Soybeans underpinned by ongoing concerns over the state of the U.S. crop. The November contract up 14 cents at $13.60 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 51% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That was up 1 point from the previous week, but below trade expectations for more sizable improvement. Longer range forecasts remain hot and dry, and that's keeping some weather premiums in the market. With a much smaller acreage base for soybeans than earlier expectations, tomorrow's USDA report will likely include a sizable cut to U.S. soybean production and stocks. Corn also underpinned by hot and dry forecasts, but lagging beans to the upside, up 2 cents in September at $4.94 per bushel. U.S. corn crop conditions improved 4 points in the good-to-excellent category this week, now at 55%, but that's still off last year's level of 64%. Wheat futures ending higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 13 cents in September at $8.63 per bushel. Kansas City 5 cents higher in September at $8.17 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 14 cents in the September contract at $6.60 per bushel. U.S. spring wheat came in at 47% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That was down 1 point from the previous week and well off the 70% reported at this time last year. Meanwhile, the U.S. winter wheat harvest continues to run behind normal at 46% complete, well off the 59% average. Ongoing tensions in Ukraine remain a feature in the background, with the agreement allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea set to expire soon. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.